Mishnah Yomis for Sunday, the 19th day of Elul, Tovshin Pei Dalad. Masechta Baba Metzia, Perek Beis, Mishnah Dalad. Motzah Bachanos, if a person finds an article without a simon, like money, he finds it in a shop where customers are going in and out. Hare L'shalai, the finder can keep it, because it's assumed that it's come from one of the many buyers, customers that have come in. And since many people do come, we say whoever lost it has given up hope of finding it. Some of Farshim learn, Tosfos, even if there was a simon, even if there were identification on it. Bein ha-teva v'lechen boni, if a person finds a metzia, he finds an article, behind the counter, which separates the shopkeeper and the customers, shulchan boni, then we say it's probably from the shopkeeper, and it needs to be returned to him. Lifnei ha-shulchani, in a case where there is a money exchanger, if he finds something that's in front of the money exchanger, where he sits, and he's picked up this cash or picked up some money, Harei L'Shalei, it belongs to the finder. We say that it's probably fallen from the people who have come there to exchange their cash for their currency, and therefore they would have given up hope of ever recovering it. Ben HaKisei V'LaShulchani, but if he finds the Metzia, if he finds an article behind the chair, that is the table of the money exchanger, which separates the main money exchanger from his customers, then we say Harei L'Shulchani, it belongs to the lost article belongs to the money exchanger, because we say for sure it would have fallen from him, being that it's between his chair or the place where he deals and where he's sitting. Halakech peres machavero, person who buys fruits from his friend, oishishelach lechaver peres, or his friend sent him fruits. And he finds money amongst the fruits, he can keep it. The one who's received these fruits or bought the fruits can keep it. The Gemara explains this is only if the person who sent him the fruits didn't grow them himself. He bought them from merchants and they bought from other merchants, there's no simon, so the owners would have given up hope of ever recovering the cash. If, however, his friend had collected them from his own garden, for example, then certainly we'd have to say the money belongs to him and he should give back the money. Or whatever he believes is the article that he's found. Im hoyut zrurin, what happens if the money was tied up and there was a simon, the way it's been tied up, the cash, not lemachus, then he has to take it and announce that he has found money so that a claimant can come and give the simonim and give the identification of the way it's been tied up and can claim it. If it has a simon, there's a likelihood that the owners have not given up hope and not despaired of finding it. There's no yesh. Mishnah Hay. Afasim lehosa b'chal kolela. When the Torah describes, so you shall do to his garment, so you shall do to anything lost, you shall give back and return it to the owner. The Mishnah now questions, why does the Torah have to single out simla, a garment? The garment was included in all of these, in all the things that your brother may have lost. Kol aveda sachicha, the pasuk says, anything your brother's lost, well, surely that includes garments. But lamayotzos, why did the Torah make an exception of this and singled out the simla, the garment? Answers the Mishnah, lahakesh elau, it's in order to compare to it to all the other things that have been locked. In which ways have been compared? Lo melachot, to tell you, ma simla miyuchedes, just like a garment is special in what way? Sheyesh bo simonim, it has identification marks. Veyesh l'tovim, and therefore it has claimants. People want it because usually a garment has simonim and it has an owner who's claiming it, because it was made by a person. It's not something that's mass produced, and it probably does not come from Africa. Or some say that the fact that it has simonim, the very fact that it's got identification marks, means that there will be claimants for it. Af kol dovar sheyesh b'simonim yesh l'tovim chavlachos. So the Mishnah maintains, so will be in any lost article, that if it's got simonim, if it's got identification marks, and that there are tovim, there are claimants for it, chayv l'achris, one is obliged to announce the find. However, what about something that has no claimants, but the owners have probably given up hope, have had yush, then it belongs to the finder, the finder's keepers, even though it has simonim, even though there are identification marks. If there are no claimants and the owners have given up hope. Again, morally, yes, it would be nice to give back the owner, but halachically, there's no obligation to do so.